Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You are listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Build Your Network. It's another Freestyle Friday episode. My name is Eric. I'm Travis Chappell's producer. I'm sitting down with Travis to talk through some practical, tactical tips for you guys to use here this week. And this actually comes from a story of someone that I was on a coaching call with just a few weeks ago. And she left this testimonial over in our Podcast to Profit Facebook group. She says, "I monetized my podcast today and got my first client. This literally is going to pay my rent and food. I'm so filled with gratitude, and I just wanted to share this with the community. My podcast hasn't even launched yet. Also, a huge shout out to Eric for giving me space to be bold enough to share my vision for the show. Speaking my truth is what landed me the client. And thank you, Travis, for creating a life-changing course." That's from Tamisha Arendelle.
Boom.
And boom. And that's a story that really just comes from really trying to find your passion, find your topic for your podcast. And I want to talk with you a little bit, Travis, about how to find your topic for your show. Tamisha came from a music background and she was like, okay, the obvious thing is for me to have a music podcast. She was doing pretty well with it. I mean, she had a show that was growing a little bit, but over the course of the call, I kind of picked up that that wasn't what she was super excited about. Passionate about.
It's a good question. And I just want to point out also that she made money before she launched her show.
Which is another cool point.
Yeah. I always tell people, like, don't focus on audience growth, focus on credibility. It's all about credibility first. And that is all the credibility first method, which we teach in a lot of our trainings and programs and stuff. And that's exactly what Tamisha did. And that's how she was able to make a couple $1,000s within like 2 weeks of just recording episodes, not even launching her show. So congrats to Tamisha. Thanks for jumping into the group and thanks for the kind words. The big thing that Eric and I both talked with her about was narrowing down your topic, your message, your niche. And this is a big topic within the podcasting community because most people, you go to the top, shows in Apple Podcasts and you listen to Joe Rogan, you think that you can just talk about whatever and be okay with that. But the bottom line is that you can't, especially if you're starting from scratch. You have to make a name for yourself talking about something specific, so you can attract people into your audience that actually care about the things that you talk about. And so what I do with people when they're trying to figure out what their topic is going to be, we do like a clarity exercise with them. So if you're listening right now and you think a podcast is going to be something that you want to do in 2021 or whenever you're listening to this, then I would just ask myself a few questions about the topic that you want to talk about. Number one, I would ask myself, what am I good at? What are my unfair advantages? What are my skill sets? What are things that I tend to be better at than other people just naturally? What are things that I have a natural proclivity toward? You know what I mean? So that would be the first thing. The second thing would be, what am I passionate about? Like, what do I enjoy, right? Because that might not be something that you're really good at. You know what I mean? Sometimes those are separate things.
Right.
What do I enjoy? That's one reason why I didn't start a podcast about door-to-door sales. You know, like at the time when I started my podcast, that was what I was good at. And that's what people knew me for. And that's what I was doing. And I could have easily started a podcast about door-to-door sales and had more authority and credibility in that space instantly, right? Because I had actually done it and I was pretty good at it, but I didn't enjoy it and I wasn't passionate about it. And I knew that if I started a podcast about that just to make some money right now, I'd have to rebrand myself in 3 or 4 years anyway, because I was building a brand around something that I didn't want to be in anymore. So write down a list of things that you are good at, write down a list of things that you're passionate about, that you enjoy doing, and then write down a list of things that most people would find useful. Or helpful, meaning like, you know, if you write down a bunch of things that you're really good at and that you enjoy, and then you're going to see like if there's an audience for that, if people actually care about that, you know, sometimes you might look it up and realize that, oh, nobody really cares about this at all. So let's move on to a different topic. So list out like, so you're just going to want to test these things by searching on something like Uber Suggest. It's a cool tool that you can type in keywords into, and it tells you like the search volume for that right. keyword, if people are actually searching for it or eager to learn about it or hungry for it. That's just Uber Suggest that you can plug that into. And then the last list would be, what do I want to learn about? What's a skill that I would like to master? What's something that I would like to be better at or learn more about in the next 3 to 5 years? And then just put those lists out there and see what things are on all of the lists, that they're on all three of your lists, and then they pass the people who are actually searching for it, you know, test. And then that will really help you to inform what topic you're going to talk about.
This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match, and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
And the last one is the big one. What do I want to learn about? Because if you're listening to this right now and you're not already, you wouldn't look at yourself as an expert in something in a field that you are in. Or maybe you're younger and you're just starting out, or maybe you're reinventing your career at age, you know, 45 or 50 and you're trying to, you know, figure out what the next chapter of life is going to look like. Maybe you don't have an expertise in this new thing that you're trying to do, but maybe you thought that building funnels or writing ad copy or podcasting or doing some sort of online side hustle or blogging or driving traffic to affiliate offers, like maybe one of those things intrigues you and you've heard other people talk about it and how to make money with it, but you just have no idea how to do it yourself. starting a show or a podcast about one of those things that you're interested in learning about is gotta be one of the best ways to keep yourself accountable to continuous learning in that field or that arena. That was why I ended up picking networking. I was not a networker. I'd never been to a networking event. I was not an expert in that arena at all. All I knew is that I didn't know anybody at that point, and I wanted to know a lot more people than nobody. And so this new show that I started was all about networking, because I figured if I got the best people in the world on my show that were the most connected and asked them about how to get more connected, then I would be able to pick up on tips and strategies and implement those strategies to go get connected with even better people and ask them about their strategies for connecting with people. Right. And that's what ended up building my network and taught me a lot about what I know about how to build relationships with people, because it was a topic that interested me. It wasn't something that I was already good at. So those would be some of the questions that I would ask myself when I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I'm going to make my show about.
Right. Yeah. And you hit on something really important. And one thing I'll just throw in too is, like, I think when you don't have a passion about the subject, again, passion doesn't always pay the bills. You know, sometimes you do have to like work into, if you just want to sit around and, like I always mention, if you want to sit around and drink beer and talk with friends, you might not have a profitable podcast.
Sure.
But on the other hand too, I think, you know, sometimes people start shows that are within their wheelhouse. Like if you had done sales, you probably could have built a decent podcast. But I think the lack of passion is palpable by people listening. And I don't know what it is, but that's like on our call, you know, talking through, like, we talked through the topic of her existing show. And then she kind of just threw out like, oh, and I have this other thing, and started going on this big, you know, rant, you know, like excited about this other topic. And I was just like, it seems like that should be what you're talking about. Cause like the excitement was palpable. Like you could tell the minute she started going down that route, like, mm-hmm. This is what she should be talking about.
Yeah. And yeah. Ask yourself the question, if I fast forward 5 years from now and I never made a dollar on my show, will I view the last 5 years as still being worth my time?
Right.
You know, cause it's a lot of time that you put into a podcast. And if you look at that and you're like, oh, it would definitely not be worth my time, then maybe you're talking about a topic that doesn't excite you that much.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you know, this can be it can start off as a side hustle and a hobby, you know what I mean? And then turn into income and revenue later on down the road, once you can kind of figure out what that even means for what your audience looks like. But if you would be upset that, you know, you never made a dollar, when you fast forward in a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years, 4 or 5 years from now, if you would like look back and be really upset that you wasted all this time, then you're probably talking about the wrong thing.
Right.
The only exception there would be if you already have a business.
Right.
Like if you already have a business, that's a little bit different, right? Because like the reason you're starting a podcast is to bring more revenue into your business. And
right.
That would be obviously a loss if you spent 5 years building this and didn't ever make a dollar, which is why we have our own, you know, Podcast Profit Academy and Accelerator and our Facebook group and everything like that, because we like to help people, help business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, experts specifically, learn how to make a profit on their show while they're building up the long-term benefits of having a show, which would be audience growth and sponsorships and one-to-many type revenue items. So while you're doing that, you got to be able to enroll people into your high ticket products, services, and programs and stuff like that. So we do have a free Facebook group that goes over all that stuff a little bit more in detail. We do live weekly trainings over there, and we do some review swap days that helps increase your ratings and reviews on iTunes, things like that, all totally for free over at travischappell.com/group, CHAPPELL, travischappell.com/group. You can have it there and join our free Podcast to Profit group and learn a little bit more about those things.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to connect with me and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join my free Facebook group, The Lounge. I'll see you over there, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.